Listen then to the lessons from God's Word for this fourth Sunday now after Pentecost. We'll look first of all at the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. We're in chapter 17. Elijah the prophet has already spoken to King Ahaz and told him that there will be no rain for a time period. He didn't say exactly when. It wound up being 3.5 years until the people of Israel would come to repentance. And in that time, the Lord made sure to provide for his prophet Elijah by sending him to this woman of Zarephath who had just one son. And now listen to what takes place. After these events, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. The illness became worse until he stopped breathing. Then she said to Elijah, "What is the issue between us, man of God? Have you come to remind me of my sins and to kill my son?" He said to her, "Bring your son to me." Then he took him and carried him to the upstairs room where he was living, and he laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you sent tragedy on this woman with whom I am staying by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself out on the boy 3 times, and he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's soul return to his body." The Lord listened to Elijah's voice, and the boy's soul returned to his body, and he came to life. Then Elijah took the boy and brought him down to the house from his upstairs room, and he gave him to his mother. Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." The woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is true." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to page 116 now in your hymnal. We'll use the Psalm 116 for our psalm this morning. Psalm 116. Our second lesson then this morning comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians. We're there in chapter 1. We'll start at verse 18. Remember, the Apostle Paul is in prison and is asking the people at Philippi, the congregation there, especially to bring forth that joy that can only come from our risen Lord and Savior. Listen to what he says. "Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, because I know that this will turn out for my deliverance, through your prayer and the support of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This matches the earnest expectation and hope that I have, that I will in no way be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, so even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Yes, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am to go on living in the flesh, that will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet which should I prefer? I do not know. I am pulled in two directions, because I have the desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for your sake that I remain in the flesh. And since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. And so, by my coming to you again, my goal is to give you even more reason to boast in Christ Jesus." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We do the gospel acclamation now. We'll use again that portion that has God's word in front of it for the verse. Let us arise now to honor the gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. We continue on in this chapter now as Jesus also does an amazing thing for this widow of Nain. We're told soon afterward, Jesus went on his way to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd were traveling with him. As he was approaching the town gate, there was a dead man being carried out, the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not cry." He went up to the open coffin, touched it, and the pallbearer stopped. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear gripped all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." This was reported about him in all of Judea and in all the surrounding countryside. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
We'll continue, you may be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn for today, 844, our sermon hymn, 844.